Ladies and gentlemen, I give you a toast. Ladies and gentlemen, may this fair land we love so well in dignity.
November 19th, Alfred Lord Tennyson, England's long-lasting poet laureate. On this day in 1850, Alfred Tennyson became poet laureate. He succeeded William Wordsworth. As the son of a country clergyman, Tennyson was the first to receive a peerage by virtue of his poetry alone, and he remained poet laureate for the next 42 years. His work was highly popular in his lifetime. In fact, at his death, over 10,000 people tried to get into St. Paul's Cathedral for his funeral. He was kind of a rock star of his time. He met Queen Victoria, who recorded him in her diary, saying, "A very peculiar-looking, tall, dark man with a fine head, long, black, flowing hair and a beard. Oddly dressed, but there is no affectation about him." He was very much the poet of England. Tennyson's verse was influenced by the Romantic poets such as Wordsworth and Byron, and he died in 1892. Here is my favourite Tennyson poem. It's called Crossing the Bar. Crossing the bar, sunset and evening star, and one clear call for me. And may there be no moaning at the bar when I put out to sea, but such a tide as moving seems asleep, too full for sound and foam, when that which drew from out the boundless deep turns again home. Twilight and evening bell, and after that the dark, and may there be no sadness of farewell when I embark. For though from out our bourne of time and place the flood may bear me far, I hope to see my pilot face to face when I have crossed the bar. Today I give thanks for all the days that have been given to me, and ask for courage to face the future, whatever it may hold.